Hello again, friends, and welcome to this edition of Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, inviting you to listen in as we hear from Specialist Christine Norfleet of the United States Army. She's currently serving in Afghanistan. Specialist Norfleet, welcome. It's good to have you here today.
Pleasure to be on the show.
Specialist, you're a medic in the Army and have what I would consider a very important and critical role in taking care of the men and women who you serve alongside on the front line. How long have you been a medic, and why that job? Why did you choose that particular field?
Well, I joined the military in, like, April 2013, and just saving people in the health field just really intrigued me. Like, that's something I've always wanted to do.
And I know that this past May, on Mother's Day, you were providing medical help to a local village when the enemy set off an IED using a vehicle, and suddenly your mission changed. Briefly describe what you and your fellow Army soldiers had to deal with.
Okay. That day was, like, a scary day, and everyone was just kind of trying to grasp what was going on. But we all kind of knew that something was going to happen because we had been on this site for, like, way too long. And when I got there, I'm part of that team, female engagement team, and we were supposed to scan people and just search them, make sure they didn't have any weapons or things like that on them. So we get there, and there are already people inside. So we were already kind of nervous because we didn't get a chance to search these people. So while we were inside, just talking to the local village, the people in the local village, there was all of a sudden a big boom outside. And the windows on the building that we were in blew in. The women and children that were inside the building that we were in were crying and screaming, and so many people got injured. But we thank the Lord that no Americans were harmed in that incident.
But you suddenly had to switch over. Instead of just reviewing people for their illnesses or diseases, you were suddenly having to shift into care mode for all of these people who were injured around you, weren't you?
Yes, exactly. My primary goal when I got there was just security. And being a medic as well, when someone is hurt, I have to go and render aid to them. And there were so many people, and this being my first time in this type of environment, this stressful environment, I went right to my job, did my job successfully. We had, like, no casualties that I know of, but it was still, like, scary because I had to switch modes instantly.
Yes. And how do the people in Afghanistan feel about the care that you gave to them on that day and the care that you were providing?
That day, I gave care to a baby that was injured in the lead. And the treatment I gave to the baby was, it is emotional because the way the baby was given to us, he was injured, but when we gave him back, he wasn't, like, it was a major doubt that this baby would live after, because of his injuries were so significant. The family, like the mothers that were there, were thankful. They were thanking us and things like that for the treatment that we gave to their husbands, their children, even to the other females in the village. They were very thankful. They were happy about the treatment and didn't want us to leave. Yeah.
I know that you have aspirations of becoming a career officer in the Army. Is that in the medical field? And do you have any civilian plans afterwards?
Oh, yes. I actually want to be a surgeon. And my plan right now is to get my bachelor's in nursing through the Army. And once I get that degree, I will become a commissioned officer. And I plan to retire through the military once I become an officer. And in the civilian world, I plan to use that same degree to continue to help and treat people and things like that.
We wish you well in that endeavor, Specialist Norfleet. And as we close our time together today, Tell me what it means to you, Christine, to serve America in the United States Army.
It means so much to me. This was a dream come true. Like, I've always dreamt of joining the military and going to war and saving people's lives. And the respect that they give us, the soldiers, is just wonderful. And this is just like a dream come true to me.
Specialist Christine Norfleet of the United States Army, thank you again so much for your time. All of us wish to extend our thanks as well for your good service for this country and ask God's protection and blessing for you and your family as you continue on in the Army. And we honor you. Specialist Christine Norfleet is our Hero of the Week.